الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في اخر سورة الصف اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كونوا انصار الله كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين من انصاري الى الله قال الحواريون نحن انصار الله فآمنت طائفة من بني اسرائيل وكفرت طائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا ان نجاهد في سبيلك باموالنا وانفسنا اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك امين يا رب العالمين Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have just recited to you the last ayah of Surah As-Saff. We have devoted the previous two sessions to the study of ayah number 9 to ayah number 13 of this Surah Al-Mubarakah. In order to do justice to this last ayah of the Surah, let us just hurriedly translate those ayat again, which we have already studied. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. It is He, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent His messenger, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with two things. Bilhuda, number one, the total and final guidance for humanity. Number two, wadeen al-haqq, and the true system of life. The system of life based on justice. لَيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ So that he makes it supreme over the whole of the system of life. Over the whole of the system of obedience. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ Although this might be not liked by those who are associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who profess to believe, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Should I guide you, should I lead you to a bargain, to a trade, the profit of which would be that it will save you from the painful punishment of the fire of hell in the hereafter. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ That trade is that you shall believe in Allah and His Messenger from the depths of your hearts. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And you will make jihad for the cause of Allah. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ With your belongings, وَأَنفُسِكُمْ And your life. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ This is better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Only if you have the true knowledge, the real understanding. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will forgive you your shortcomings, your sins, your mistakes. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ And He will make you enter Jannat in gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, underneath which canals will be flowing. Wa masakin tayyibatan. And he will give you very nice residences. Fi jannat adn, in the residential gardens. Zalikal fadl azim. This is indeed the real success, the big success. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. And another promise which will be very much liked by you. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You have now qualified for the help of Allah. Help of Allah will be coming very short. وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. And victory and success in this world also will be very soon kissing your feet. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give these good news, this glad tidings to those who are believing, who have the real faith. Now as I told you, this jihad needs a party. There can be no jihad without a group of dedicated people and disciplined people. People who are ready to sacrifice everything. Because in order to make the deen of Allah supreme, you need a change in the system. And the change of system can be brought about only through a revolutionary movement, revolutionary struggle. And a revolutionary struggle can be carried on only by a party, not an individual. Please note it here. An individual can go on giving dawah, calling people towards the path of Allah. People may not be responding positively, may not be accepting his call. Nothing to blame for him. If he is doing his bit, if he is continuing his dawah, we know that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam continued his dawah for 950 years. Apparently to no avail. His dawah was falling on deaf ears. We find a full surah in the 29th part of the Quran, Surah An-Nuh, and you find, you know, his supplications, his prayers. O Allah, I have tried to call them in all the ways that are possible. I called them in congregations, in public. I called on them personally, privately. I called them to your deen, to your dawah, to your path. Loudly, I called them, I conveyed them your message, in low voice also, in every manner that is possible. But it added nothing to them, except their running off from this path. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. They kept on running away, turning away from this call. But he was successful. He was the messenger of Allah, he was conveying his message. But if there was positive response, had there been positive response, if people had gathered around him, then he should surely have proceeded in the same manner in which Muhammad proceeded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now train these people, organize them, purify their souls. Then, with the help of these challenge systems, try to establish the deen of Allah on earth. But all these stages can come only if there is a positive response. If the dawah is falling on deaf ears, there can be no second step taken. Just as most of the messengers of Allah, the case was with them. Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Hud, Hazrat Saleh, Hazrat Lut, Hazrat Shu'aib. All these stories, they have been told in the Quran repeatedly. But if there is a response, if there are people who have responded positively, accepted the call, they say, yes, we believe, now organize them. Now what's the basis of that organization? If we understand that to make the deen of Allah supreme is our duty, it's a farz. To strive for that, to struggle for that, to try for that is our farz. What does it mean? We must try to forge ourselves into a party, into a disciplined party. And this, there should be some basis for the organization of that party. Now first of all, I want to refer to that hadith آمركم بخمس. The need of a party will be apparent from that hadith which we read before also. Please note the wordings of this hadith again today, because now we have reached that point in this series of lectures where it will become absolutely apparent and evident how important it is to have a party. There can be no jihad without a party. عن الحارث الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آمركم بخمس بالجماعة والسمع والطاعة والهجرة والجهاد في سبيل الله. رواه الإمام أحمد والإمام الترمذي رحمهما الله. And in one of the narrations of this hadith there are additional wordings. آمركم بخمس الله أمرني بهن بالجماعة والسمع والطاعة والهجرة والجهاد في سبيل الله. This should be evident now. Actually, this is the level of the duties of a Muslim at which these five things become absolutely necessary, inevitable. If you think about Islam as a mazhab, you don't need these five things. No praying, keep fasting, give zakah, perform hajj, don't drink liquor, don't eat pork, marry according to Islamic law, that's all. Bunya al-Islam ala khamsin, shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما متفق عليه. That hadith is absolutely correct. At that level, those five things are essential. But at this level, to establish the deen of Allah, to make it supreme, to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. O Allah, all of us matters to be decided according to your law. Why are we living under any other law? This is rebellion against Allah. And if you have accepted it, a Muslim can live in such conditions only, just as a fish is out of water. If he accepts that system, if he has reconciled to their system, if he is thinking of prosperity in their system, he has nothing to do with Iman. He might be a Muslim. He might be a leader of the Muslims. Nothing to do with Iman. In a system, in a country, in a place where the Allah's deen is not supreme, you have to live as a constant fighter, struggling against the system. To be contented with the minimum that is essential to keep you alive. Not to prosper. Not to have property. Not to establish businesses. Not to be very successful in professions. Not to shine in sciences. If any of these things become the goal of a Muslim, living under an un-Islamic system, he has nothing to do with Iman, and this is the most lenient word that I can say. I don't declare them to be kafirs, but nothing to do with Iman. And at this level, these five things become necessary. Bil jamaate, you must belong to a party. This party should have the discipline of listen and obey. There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die. Whatever command comes, you have to accept. In the case of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was absolute, no exception. Whatever he commanded, it had to be accepted. Only on occasions the companions asked him, if you permit us to give our opinion, oh yes, come forward. And many occasions he accepted their advice. But had he not accepted the advice, they had to obey the commandment of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No alternative. But after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no person, not even Abu Bakr, but to speak of any other person, could demand this absolute obedience. No. Obedience within the limits of the Sharia. And this Jama'ah will do Hijrah and Jihad. Hijrah, I told you, it begins where? It was asked from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul Hijrat afzalu ya Rasulullah, which Hijrat is most supreme? The answer was, antahjura ma kareha rabbuk. That you give up everything and every habit that your Lord does not like. Hijrah has started. You can start Hijrah today, tonight. See, assess yourself. Where in your life are those things which are not liked by Allah? In your living, in your earnings, give them up. Decide. Hijrah has started. But have before you the determination in your heart that if a time comes that I am asked by my party to leave my home and heart and family back and go to somewhere, I shall be ready. As the Muhajirs of Makkah did. Not caring about their families. Allah was to care for them. Was not Allah sufficient to take care of them? Could we take more care of our families than Allah? Then jihad. Jihad starts with Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsahu. Ayyul hijrati afzalu ya ayyul jihadi afzalu ya Rasulullah an tujahida nafsaka fi ta'atillah. Start jihad today. But be ready to risk your life, to respond positively to call to the battlefield, or to some resistance movement challenging the system, where you will have to risk your life. As I told you, the Prophet said, مَمْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِذَلِكَ فَقَدْ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. Whosoever Muslim dies, who never fought for the cause of Allah and had never desire of any fighting for the cause of Allah, then he dies the death of a munafiq, not of a mu'min. فَقَدْ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. And that is why the Prophet said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سُمَّ أُحْيَا سُمَّ أُقْتَلَ سُمَّ أُحْيَا. So this is here the importance of these five pillars of اِقَامَةِ دِينِ. Five pillars of Islam are Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, Hajj. And five pillars of Iqamatuddin. The struggle to establish the deen of Allah. Jamaah, Sam'ata, Hijrah, Jihad, fi sabilillah. Please remember, please memorize these five words. Bil Jama'ati, wa Sam'i, wa Ta'ati, wa Hijrati, wa Jihad, fi sabilillah. Now, here, refer to the ayah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. O you who profess to believe, become helpers of Allah. Just imagine it. Allah, the most powerful, the all-powerful, the omnipotent, the al-aziz, al-qahhar, al-qadir, is asking you for help. What do you mean? Now add this point to the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making. If you are responding positively to call of jihad, first promise was, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will forgive your mistakes and shortcomings and sins and make you enter Jannah. This should be the goal. This is the highest success. Second, maybe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crowns your efforts in jihad with success in this world also. Number three, you will be raised to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you my helpers. Can there be any higher spiritual station than this? Helpers of Allah. A creature, a creation, makhluk, always depending on his, even for his existence, on the will of Allah. Becoming the helper of Allah. Is it poetry? Is it exaggeration? No. It's absolutely logical. Why? Now just analyze it. This world belongs to Allah. He is the rightful ruler. There is a revolt or rebellion against Him. There are usurpers who are claiming sovereignty. If you fight them and restore to Allah His right of sovereignty, are you not helping Him? Just remember those people belonging to the Indian subcontinent, most of them, they are there. What happened? When Sher Shah Suri just drove out Humayun, son of Babur, the second Mughal king, from India, then Emperor Tahmasp of Iran helped him, sent his army with him. And the throne of Delhi was restored to him. Was not Tahmasp the helper of Humayun? And that is why Shiites came to the Indian continent due to this incident. Before that, there was no Shia in the whole of the Indian subcontinent. From Iran, because they were the helpers. They restored the throne of Delhi to Humayun. They were the most respected people. They were given the biggest jagirs, the biggest positions in the court of Mughal emperors. This Qadilbash came with Humayun. Anyhow, that was besides the point. So actually note it. When Allah says, there is a revolt against me, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, there is fasad. People have revolted against me. They are claiming sovereignty for themselves. Now come and help me. Get me back my throne. And but this is only testing you. He can do it in no time. But how will you be tested? You have to prove your mettle. Come and prove yourself. How much faith you have in me. How much faith you have in the life hereafter. That will only be visible by the depth of your commitment, by the amount of your sacrifices. So it will show who's who, what is what. I recall a sentence of the founder of Pakistan, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. It was written in my college, in very bold words, in the hall. God has given us a golden opportunity to prove our worth as architects of a new nation. And let it not be said that we didn't prove equal to the task. Allah is giving you the golden opportunity to prove your worth as His helpers. Come forward. Come ahead. Prove your worth. Show your depth of iman. The gauge will be, the measure will be, the amount of sacrifice you are ready to make. Whatever you can spend. So that is because Kunu Ansar Allah. Become helpers of Allah. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam. Now there is a reference to the history of Christianity. Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wassalam, 600 years before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In 610, when he started coming to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was born in the year 571. April 571. When he started making da'wah, the rabbis and the ulama and ahbar of Yahud, Jews, the religious professionals, who had made religion a trade for earning this world, the luxuries of this world. Just as the ulama'i su of this ummah, who make money out of religion, who leave behind them properties. They live claiming that they are purifying the souls of the people. They are doing the mission of Mohinuddin Ajmeri, rahimahullah, and leaving behind them properties on which their sons fight, quarrel, kill each other. This happens. Ulama building properties. The same was the case. I have quoted you the hadith, you know, so many times. یہ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لَيَاتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مَا تَعَلَىٰ مَنِ إِسْرَائِيلَ حَزْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ رواہ الترمذی وعن عبداللہ ابن عمرو بن العاص رضی اللہ عنہما. And my Ummah also the same condition will come as came to Bani Israel. So now they felt a threat to their authority, to their positions. People turned to them in religion, asked fatwa from them. Who is this person? There's a saying in the, their saying has been quoted in Bible. He preaches with authority. Who is he? And then he was declared a murtad. All the miracles that he was showing, he said, it's magic. They said, it is magic. And magic is haram. Whosoever is doing magic is kafir. So he is murtad. He must be crucified. That was the fatwa of whom? The ulama of Yahud. The muftis of Yahud. The religious leaders of Yahud. People knowledgeable in Bible, in Torah. The scribes and the Pharisees. And the Ahbar and the Rahman. اتخذوا احبارهم ورهبانهم اربابا من دون الله. They had become actually themselves رب. So there was a threat to the life of Jesus. Then he called. He قال عيسى ابن مريم كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين. Just as Jesus son of Mary عليهم الصلاة والسلام said to his disciples, حواريين disciples. This is the, not the literal meaning. About the literal meanings of the word, there are many opinions. Hur is something white, of white color. That is why Hur of Jannah, they are having fair complexion. Hawari, some people say that they were the washers, washermen of clothes, who made the clothing of the people white after washing them. They were Hawariyin. Because on this lake of Galilee, on the lakes you find either the fishermen or those people who wash clothes. So when nobody was ready to listen to him in Jerusalem, no ulama, no scribes, no wealthy people, then he came out to the common people. To those people who were catching fish. To those people who were washing clothes. Some people say that is why it is the word Hawariyin. Some have translated and say that they used to wear white robes. So they were called Hawariyin. But actually what it means is, maybe this Hawariyin is for sincerity, as white, as sincere as a white cloth. The people, 12 of them, one of them betrayed. And this is their history, we don't know it. It's not there in the Quran or in the Hadith. It's the Bible which says, there were 12 in number and one of them betrayed. Anyhow, is qala Isa ibn Maryam anil hawariyin man ansari ilallah. Who are my helpers towards Allah? In the path of Allah. I am calling towards the path of Allah. I want to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is the Lord's prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it in heaven. Why are your commandments not being enforced on this earth? It belongs to you. Well, I have taken upon myself. Who comes and joins hands with me? Man ansari ilallah. Now go the change. Kunu ansar Allah. Become helpers of Allah. Who is my helper in the cause of Allah? Just as we found in the previous lesson, Suratul Hajj. وَاتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ Cling to Allah, hold fast to Allah. And then it changed to وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ Hold fast to the rope of Allah. And don't rope of Allah, the Prophet explained, it's Quran. هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ القرآن حبل الله المنضود من السماء إلى الأرض. فاستبشروا فَإِنَّ طَرَفَهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَطَرَفَهُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. ان دی سیم وے whosoever is making jihad for the cause of Allah is helping Allah because he wants to establish the rule of Allah on earth, and is helping the messenger of Allah because he was sent for this cause. Primarily it was his duty. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Primarily it was the mission assigned to him. Whosoever is partaking in it, he is actually helping Allah, helping his messenger. Please refer to this ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Hadid. What we have studied in Surah Al-Saf, ayah number 9, the same you will find here. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيَّنَاتِ. We sent our messengers. Now it is generalized way. That ayah, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ, particularly Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. We have been sending our messengers with miracles, with clear teachings, absolutely clear to the nature, human nature. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And with them we sent down the book, the law, and the balance, justice. Now you know, these three things have become two in the case of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were three for Moses. Why? Miracles were separate. The staff of Moses and the shining hand. Miracles were separate. Book was separate. Torah. And then the balance, the system, the Sharia. In Muhammad's case sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have been reduced to two. Because the book is the miracle also. His miracle is Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. And now this balance, this has become Deenul Haq. This is the whole system of balanced life. Balance in every aspect. Political, economic, social. What for? مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people should abide by justice. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed the right of a person, it must be paid to him. What is due from him, it should be taken from him. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ. And we sent down iron also. Why? Those who obstruct the path of deen, who obstruct the path of justice, they should be dealt with force. فَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَعْثٌ شَدِيدٌ. Bas, jang, fighting, arms. We have sent down iron with which swords are made, spears are made. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. There are other uses also. They make utensils also out of this iron. But basically we send down this iron for making arms. وَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَّهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. And the final purpose is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to know who are his faithful bondsmen who use this force of iron to help him and his messengers. This the nusra, again here for two, for Allah. وَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ. Allah wants to see who are those faithful persons who help me and my messengers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَبِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily Allah is all powerful himself. If he wants to do it himself, he can do it in no time. But he wants to see and test you. How deep are you in faith? How deep are you in love with me and my messengers and my deen? It has to be tested. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيَّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Now these words, مَنْ أَنْصَارِي لِلَّهِ, this gives the basis of the organization. Always for the purpose of this iqamatul deen. There would be some one person who stands up girds up his loins and says, well, I take upon myself this task. Who comes with me? Who joins me? Who joins hands with me? He is himself the Amir. He is not elected. Whosoever joins hands with him are his followers, his helpers. This is the only basis of organization which we find in the Quran. And the same has been denoted to in the last ayah of Surah Al-Fath. Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-lazina ma'ahu. Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are with him, they are his helpers. They are his companions. Man ansari, who are my helpers. You have to help me. The only difference is that before and till the person of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the da'i, the caller was Nabi, Prophet of Allah. Now there is no Nabi to come. Someone from the Ummah will stand up and say, come on, join me, test him, look to him, see his manners, see his life, the way he lives. And now because there is no Nabi, no Wahi is coming, what path he has before him? Which way he wants to lead us? Is it derived from the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it according to the tenets of Islam, of Quran, injunction of the Quran and the Sunnah? If your head and heart both join, yes, what he is saying is correct. And as far as we can know, he is a sincere person. You can't see into the depths of the heart of any person, any human being. As far as we can see, he appears to be a sincere person. Join hands with him. This joining hand is called in the terminology of the Sharia, bay'ah. Now please, that ayah 111 of Surah Al-Tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ This ayah I have been quoting many times, but now you have the text. Now fix your gaze on each and every word. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى Verily Allah has already purchased مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ From the true believers. أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ Their lives and their property, their belongings. If you are a true mu'min, you have already sold out yourself along with your belongings, total belongings. You are already sold. You know the wordings Quran uses, I said, the common words which everybody can understand. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ Tijara, everybody knows. Contract, معاهدة, نِسَاق, it becomes a different, difficult word. Tijara, everybody knows. بَيْعُ وَشَرَىٰ, everybody knows. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَىٰ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ In return for Jannah, the price is Jannah. It will be paid in the hereafter. You have to spend everything here. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Now on the basis of this, now they have to go to war for the cause of Allah. When one person goes to war, he is risking his life, he is ready to give his life. What to speak of wealth or property? Property is always less dear to a person than his own life. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ They are killing the enemies of Allah and they are being killed also. They are laying down their lives also. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ Now these are the words which I want that everybody of you, among you should focus on gaze and eyes. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا Rejoice! How profitable bargain you have struck! فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَعْيَعْتُمْ بِهِ. Rejoice on this bargain that you have concluded. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْعَظِيمُ. I have left some intervening words that would take much time. As I told you, as in English analysis, you have the principal clause and the subordinate clauses. So I am confining to the principal clause. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمُ الْجَنَّةُ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. The intervening words are, حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. Allah has made this agreement thrice. Same was the bargain which He offered in Torah. Same was the bargain which He offered in Injil. Same is the bargain which He is offering here in Quran. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who can be more true in His promise than Allah? So never fear. Because it's a, what you call a credit bargain. Give the maal now, take price later. It's a human weakness. If it's a cash bargain, take this and give this. So that is most satisfactory bargain. But you give everything here, and the price will be paid in the hereafter. So for that, a man just hesitates. But Allah says, don't have any doubt. Allah is making this promise to you. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. He thrice repeated it. And who can be more fulfilling His promise than Allah? فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَعْيَكُمُ الَّذِي بَعْيَعْتُمْ بِهِ. So be merry, rejoice, that you have struck the most profitable bargain. وَذَلَكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is actually the biggest success. Now this bay turned into mubayah. Please note it. Juhud into mujahada. Qatl into muqatala. Nafaq into munafaqa. I have discussed these things when I was discussing jihad. Now bay mubayah. This mufa'ala. Two parties are there. Mujahida, two people exerting against each other. Muqatala, two groups armies trying to kill each other. Mubahasa, two opposite groups discussing and arguing against each other. So mubayah, there are two parties making a bargain. One is Allah, the other is the mu'min. This is mubayah. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَعْيَكُمُ الَّذِي بَعْيَعْتُمْ بِهِ. Now, let me complete this discussion about this mubayah and bayah. This mubayah between Allah and mu'min was not a two-party agreement. It was a tripartite agreement. Third person was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In between. Purchaser is Allah, seller is mu'min. But practically in this world, how will he sell his life and his belongings? As Muhammad tells you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will tell you when to go to war. He will tell you when to offer your money and your wealth. For that purpose, give your bay'ah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubayat is between Allah and mu'min. Two parties. Purchaser Allah. Seller mu'min. But in between is a third person. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will tell you where to sell. Where to invest your money. It's not your money, it's Allah's money with you now. You are custodian. You have already sold it. Where to spend, when to spend. Where to lay down your life. When to lay down your life, it will be decided by Muhammad. And for that there was bay'ah with Muhammad. Now, that hadith of bay'ah. This is from mubayah, we are coming to bay'ah. Absolutely mathematical. What is this bay'ah now? An Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. قال بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعه في العسر واليسر والمنشط والبكر وعلى عصره علينا وعلى لا نراضي الامر اهله وعلى ان نقول بالحق اينما كنا لا نخاف في الله لومه لائم. We pledged ourselves, Ubadah ibn Samit رضي الله تعالى عنه is saying, we pledged ourselves, we gave our bayah to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, or we took bayah on the hands of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, on what? سَمْعَ وَطَاعَ, we shall listen whatever you say and obey whatever you command. Whenever you say, we shall spend our lives and our money, our wealth, because we have already sold it to Allah. Mubayah between Allah and Mumin and Bayah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till usri wal yusri. Maybe the conditions are difficult or easy. Or your commandment is difficult or easy. Wal manshate wal makrahe. Although we might be feel inclined to that, or we have to force ourselves to do that. We'll do it anyhow. Wa ala asaratin alayna. And even if you prefer others to us, we won't challenge. How come you are appointing him as Amir at the end of this contingent? I am senior. No. We wash our hands off. The prerogative will be yours. وَعَلَىٰ أَلَّا نُعَذَىٰ الْأَمْرَ أَهْلَهُ, and that we shall not quarrel with those whom you place at the helm of affairs. We'll obey them also. And the Prophet said, let me quote the hadith, مَنْ أَتَانِي فَقَدْ أَتَى اللَّهِ, whosoever obeys me, he obeys Allah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهِ, whosoever disobeys me, he disobeys Allah. وَمَنْ أَتَى أَمِيرِي فَقَدْ أَتَى أَمِيرِي, and whosoever obeys the Amir whom I have fixed and appointed, he obeys me. وَمَنْ أَتَى وَمَنْ عَصَى أَمِيرِي فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهِ, whosoever disobeys the Amir whom I have appointed, he disobeys me. Simple. Mathematical, arithmetical. This is the bayah. And let me quote a couplet, the Sahaba-i-Kiram in Ghazwat al-Ahzab, they were chanting it. Just imagine the ecstasy. How difficult were the conditions. Starving. Severe cold. Digging the ditch, hard earth, stony earth. And they had bound and they had tied up stones to their bellies. But they were chanting, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِيْنَا أَبَدًا. We are those who have pledged ourselves to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we shall continue our jihad fi sabilillah till end. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا, we are those who have pledged ourselves to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِيْنَا أَبَدًا. We have faith. We have given our pledge. Jihad will continue. Forever, forever. This has been reported by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Note it. One of the most authentic ahadith. Now this is jamaah, this is the basis of jamaah. Man ansari ilallah. And then the agreement to be concluded is the agreement of bay'ah. There's no basis of organization except bay'ah in the Quran, in the whole of the sunnah, in the whole of the hadith, in the whole of Muslim history. The Prophet took bay'ah, then the caliphs took bayah, but only the difference was ala sami wa ta'ati fil ma'roof. The obedience to Muhammad was absolute, unlimited, unconditional. To Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, it was conditional. You can't change the commandments of Allah. They are eternal. Within the limits of the Sharia, within the limits of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever you would command, we should obey. And this we have adopted in Tanzeem-e-Islami, as the basis of Tanzeem-e-Islami. ان يبايعوک على السمع والطاعة في المعروف في العسر واليسر والمنشة والمكره وعلى اثرة علي وعلى ان لا انعد الامر اهله وان اقول بالحق اينما كنا او هي ذا مستيك الا ان تروا كفر البواح عندكم فيه من الله برهان this is only in the riwayah of muslim not bukhari متفق عليه is without these additional words الا ان تروا كفر البواح عندكم فيه من الله برهان you can say no to the commandment only if you find there is kufr if somebody is demanding kufr from you and you have clear proof with you that this is kufr this is against islam then you can disobey and you can say la sama wa la ta'a this is not included in the hadith which is there in the sahih of imam bukhari rahimahullah this is there and this is you know based on as I told you من انصاری اللہ Who is my helper in the cause of Allah? Now historically speaking what happened? Let us complete the ayah. قال الحواریون نحن انصار اللہ The حوارین, the disciples, they said, okay, we are the helper of Allah. We are present. لبیک. We accept your call. Now what happened? فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةٌ A part of, a portion of Bani Israel came to believe in Jesus, in Masih. And a part denied, refused. They were divided. Only a few. They say 72 are the total number. And 12 of them were the close associates who remained with him all the time. Wherever he went, going to Galilee, going to the Mount of Zaitun, wherever he went, these 12 were with him. They were his permanent companions, Hawariyin. But there were more who accepted him, responded positively to his call. We can't say with surety what was the number. But the main bulk of the Jews, the Bani Israel, they said, no, it's all kufr. He is murtad. He must be executed. He must be crucified. And they succeeded in it as far as they thought. It's a second story, different story, what Allah did. Allah lifted him up to the heavens alive. He was a messenger of Allah. He couldn't be killed. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُولِي Allah has decided, decreed, that I and my messengers will triumph. So no Rasul can be killed. Nabi can be killed, not Rasul. Anyhow, this is another discussion. But what happened? After some time, for some time, these disciples, and these disciples, Hawariyin, then they made dawah after Hazrat Masih was lifted to heaven, raised to heaven. Then they, actually, it's no doubt, the hard work and sacrifices that they did, they are exemplary. The result was that in some time, to begin with, the Jews thought that we are successful, we succeeded, we crucified Jesus. Inna qatalna Masih ibn Maryama. We have killed him. But not very late, the tables were turned. When many people accepted this faith of Christianity, then the Jews were persecuted. You know, at the hands of the, first of all, the pagan Christian, pagan Romans persecuted them. In the year 70, Titus, the general, Roman general, he killed 133,000 Jews in one day in Jerusalem. And turned them out, go away from him. And from that time, till you know 1948, or you may say 1917, this was the period of diaspora, and diaspora is continuing till that time that all the Jews gathered in Israel. This is their period of diaspora. No home. Roaming in the world. Scattered in the world. Persecuted. Hated everywhere. Everywhere where they go, wherever they went, they were hated. Although through usury, through their intrigues, they could gather wealth. But nowhere could they get any honor or respect. Except this country of yours. This is the only example, solitary exception. They're controlling it. These things have changed temporarily. As I spoke last year, the turmoil of the Muslim Ummah, what is to come, is absolutely different. But before the stage comes, the persecution of the Muslims, especially the Arabs, at the hand of the Jews, is going to worsen and deepen. Very soon they are going to demolish Masjid al-Aqsa and rebuild their temple, which is lying down, raised to the ground from 1924 years have passed, that their Kaaba is raised to the ground. The Temple of Solomon is to the Jews just as the Kaaba is to us. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ But then we help those who believed in Jesus against those who made kufr with Jesus. And they became dominant. And today, even if the Jews have any respect or honor, it is due to the Christian support, patronage of the Christians, not independently. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم